Let's go back to the beginning.
Well, good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
It is an awesome day to be in the house of the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
I was at a Friday night football game again this week.
Yes, we know. I heard it on TV.
Oh. Wow. Awesome.
You on TV.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I sat down. I said, let's make some noise. I came in with my bullhorn in this hand and my cowbell in this hand. The thing I noticed is that when I sat there quiet, everybody around me was quiet. But when I started being obnoxiously loud, everybody around me got loud. And it matters. You know what I mean? When we're just standing there like a bump on a dill pickle, the people around us will too. But if we get excited for the Lord, the people around us will too. And we want an atmosphere here. So when the broken come in, they're pulled up with us. Amen? Because they're going to need help to get their eyes looking up, and we can do that. We can make that environment. Amen? Well, let's pray. Heavenly Father, we just thank you so much for the family here at Newhall Christian Fellowship. Father, this is your family in your house, and today we expect for your word to come to pass in this place, to bear fruit, to do what you send it out to do. Lord, we expect for people to get healed here. This morning, right now, here today, before we leave this property, Lord, we expect broken hearts to be healed. We expect broken spirits to be healed. We expect broken relationships to be healed. We expect the hopeless to be infused with hope. Right here today, Lord, while we're worshiping you, we expect to see chains broken, addictions broken. We're going to take land from the enemy today. We're going to kick them out of areas. We're going to kick them out of relationships. We're going to kick them out of some of our wrong thinking today, even as we're praising you, as we're listening to your word. While we're together, thinking about you and loving on you, God, we expect to see your power manifest in our lives. And I declare all this right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, the one and only risen Savior. Amen. Awesome. Let's say good morning to each other. Well, good morning, everybody.
Really wish I had my blowhorn.
What's that?
Wish I had my blowhorn.
Yeah, there you go. Where's Jeanette? She can bless
it. Oh, yeah.
Good morning, everybody. This is kind of like when you're at the airport and they do the, this is first call for, this is second call. This is to let you know you didn't make it. So I'm going to ask Denise to come up and do the announcements for us.
Everything is in the bulletin, so make sure you grab one if you did not. As always, we have life groups on Wednesday nights at Mike and Jeanette's house and Andy and my house. So if you're interested and are not attached to a life group yet, please check with one of us. Phone numbers are in the bulletin. Thank you, Denise, for giving a shout out to our group. So today we have a special meeting after church in the other room. Pizza and pop will be provided, so hopefully you can make that. Few other things. We have the women's brunch coming up again at 11 a.m. on November 13th. We had a great time last time, so this will be the second one. And we're going to do crafts, so women, bring your women friends, sisters, aunts, whoever you want to bring. And your Bible, yes. And then the men's breakfast will also be on November 27th, Saturday at 9 a.m. And I believe the women will be cooking this time. Yep. So that is all. If you have any questions, please feel free to talk to any of us after service.
Thank you, Denise. One thing I don't have in the bulletin, I just want to point out, is if you've never signed up on our interchurch connection system, if you could text the word welcome to a simple number, to that number right there. Awesome. So that's 208-2880 if you missed it. And that just, that way I can keep you informed of anything that's going on. And I want to start up something new. If you have a prayer request, if you could text, email, or call me with your prayer request, I'm going to send it out through that system with just enough information to keep people's privacy, but also get people fired up praying for people. So we can be praying for each other on a daily basis when things are popping in our lives. Sound good? 208-2880. Okay, can I have the ushers come up? We'll take the offering. Yeah, man. Well, Father God, I just thank you and praise you for the sound of joy in your house. This should be one of the most joy-filled places on the planet every single Sunday. And so today, Lord, we look around and go, thank you. Thank you, God. As the trees are kind of displaying your glory in this time of the year, Lord, we don't want to get outdone by some old oak tree outside. We're going to display your glory right inside here. And Lord, we start that by giving you of our resources. Thank you for your blessing on us individually, and thank you as your blessing on us as a family. Lord, we just can't outgive you. So today, as we give back to you from what you already trusted us with, we ask that you'd multiply it. Lord, this isn't a stock market. We're not trying to invest in you. Lord, we're honoring you as God Almighty, and we ask that you would multiply these funds now so it would impact this whole area around us, Newhall, Wyoming, everything, Lord, that you've called us to do for us to invest our lives in. We pray that you would multiply this offering into those same places. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Worship team, come on up as the baskets go by you.
Well, I just want to continue the excitement that the pastor was talking about just first part of the service here. Just, I'm excited to worship with you guys today because our God is great and mighty and worthy of our praise.
Amen.
So just please stand with me this morning. I'm going to say a quick prayer, and then we'll get into this and just excitedly worship God for who he is.
Amen.
Heavenly Father, we praise you because you've equipped us for every good work in Christ Jesus. You've equipped us with your word, equipped us with communication through prayer. You've equipped us with your Holy Spirit. God, we just pray now as we enter your worship that you would indwell us with your Holy Spirit, that you would come upon us, that you would fill us with your Holy Spirit, that we would lift our voices together, that we would be excited this morning to worship you. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Spirit was moving over the water. Spirit, come move over us.
Come rest on us.
Come rest on us. The Spirit. The Spirit was moving over the water. Spirit, come move over us. Come rest on us.
Come
rest on us. Spirit, when you move, you make my heart pound. When you fill the room, you're here and I know you are moving. I'm here and I know you will fill me down. Spirit, when you move, you make my heart pound. When you fill the room, you're here and I know you are moving. I'm here and I know you are filling me.
Praise you. Fill us this morning. Fill us with praise as the Spirit.
As the Spirit was moving over the water, Spirit, come move over us. Come rest on us.
Come rest on us
again. As the Spirit was moving over the water, Spirit, come move over us. Rest on us.
Fire and wind.
Fire and wind. Come and do it again. Open up the gates and heaven on earth.
Come rest on us.
Come rest on us. Fire and wind. Come and do it again. Open up the gates and heaven on earth.
Come rest on us.
Come down.
Come down. Spirit, when you move, you make my heart pound. When you feel the room, you're here and I know you are moving. I'm here and you know you feel me. Come down. Spirit, when you move, you make my heart pound. When you feel the room, you're here and I know you are moving. I'm here and I know.
Holy Spirit.
Come down, Spirit, when you move, you make my heart pound. When you here, and I know you will fill me.
Praise you.
I'm gonna see your victory. I'm gonna see your victory. For the battle belongs to you, Lord. I'm gonna see your victory. I'm gonna see your victory. For the battle belongs to you.
Let's do that again.
I'm gonna see your victory. I'm gonna see your victory. For the battle belongs to you, Lord. I'm gonna see your victory. I'm gonna see your victory. For the battle.
Verse 1. That again. Of our praise, Lord. We praise you. We lift you up this morning. Fill us with your praise. You're so worthy. Give us your victory this morning, God. You're worthy of our praise.
You hear me when I call. You are my morning song. Though darkness fills the night, it kept my eyes alive. Whom shall I fear? You crush the enemy underneath my feet. You are my sword and shield. though troubles linger still. Whom shall I fear? Whom shall I fear?
I know who goes before me. I know who stands behind. The God of angel armies is always by my side. The one who reigns forever, he is a friend of mine. The God of angel armies is always by my side.
Verse 2.
My strength is in your name, for you alone can save. You will deliver me. Yours is the victory. Whom shall I fear? Whom shall I fear?
Let's sing it out.
Behind the God of angel armies is always by my side. The one who reigns forever, he is a friend of mine. The God of angel armies is always by my side.
You're awesome and mighty. We want to lift your praise. Raise a hallelujah before you. Just sing it out.
is defeated.
Sing a little louder. In the valley, wherever you may be, we worship the Lord, for he is King.
Thank you, Lord. Father, we praise you and we exalt you. Lord, there's very few things in our lives that can compare standing in your presence, worshiping you in the midst of your people. This thing here right now that I'm sharing with your family, it doesn't happen any other time in my whole week. I praise you by myself, and I have great times. But this here is so special, Father. And together we just say thank you so much. We're not just a bunch of people singing with instruments. We're worshiping the living God. And your word says, you inhabit the praises of your people. Praise you, God. Thank you, God, so much. Thank you, Lord. Thank you so much, Lord. Fathers, we get ready to get in your word, and we're going to send the kids over to Children's Church. We just pray your blessing on the Children's Church teachers. We pray your blessing on those kids, Lord. We're going to be planting seeds right now as a family. There's going to be a couple of us in there teaching them. But together, we're planting seeds into these kids now. And Lord, we pray that you would watch over them, that you'd water them, that you'd fertilize them, that you would supernaturally guard the investment we're putting in these kids so that it would grow up within them to produce a mighty harvest in their lives. Lord, we're not just trying to raise our kids to be good kids. That's part of it. But Father, we want our kids to grow up to be God lovers, to be gospel preachers, to be men and women that operate in the supernatural because they know the living God. And so, Lord, would you please make a deposit into each one of these young lives this morning, Lord, that supernatural deposit that's going to bring out the kingdom in their lives. We ask this in Jesus' name. Everybody said?
Amen.
Amen. Go ahead and be seated. Thank you, worship team. That's good today, man. Praise God. Well, the children's church workers I released along with the kids. Ha, 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 ha.